Shimon ve'Levi achim, kelech hamas mecheroteim. Shimon and Levi, the tribes, are brothers because they work together with selling Yosef, of course, with the others. Kelech hamas, they had weapons that they stole. Hamas is thievery, like we learn in Noah. They stole the weapons. It says that Rashi explains, first of all, Mecherotehem, Lishon Kle Zayin, is the word of weaponry. Hasayif, which is the sword. And it has the word karet in it, like to kill or destroy. They stole it from Esav, because Esav is supposed to be the one that lives by the sword, not Yaakov's children. And that's the plain meaning over here. Now you could say also, from the word mechirotehem is also coming from the word mechira, selling, because of the sale of Yosef. That's what they did wrong here. And that's what, of course, Yaakov Avinu is reprimanding them because of what they did to Yosef in selling him. Now, if you want to read it in a way of the future, because it's part of Yaakov's blessings which reveal the future, it can be read possibly, Shimon ve'Levi achim, Kele Hamas, something about Hamas, Mecherotehem. That's interesting. It said the Saif in Rashi, the sword where you behead. You know, this is what Hamas does. That is their weapons, the weapons of Hamas. Of course, all the bombs and all the nuclear stuff is certainly their weapons. But as far as the regular weapons, they love to behead people like ISIS and all that. Now, Mecherotehem. First of all, like we know, in Simchat Torah of this year, which was Tafshin Pei Dalid, 5784, or 2023, which is going to turn into 24 in January, that Hamas did what they did in Eretz Yisrael in October, on Simchat Torah meaning. And why, you might say, because of the sale, the selling, mechira, because we sold them that land, that strip, with Sharon. He sold them the land, or he gave away the land. Of course, it's, you know, selling the land that we're not supposed to. And now we see what happened. So it's all recorded in here. Now, what does that have to say, Shimon ve'Levi achim? So there's two ways to look at it. First of all, the kelech hamas brought about achdut, brotherhood and togetherness of the tribes, of the Jews. So it's like achim. The Jews became brothers because of it. You can read it another way. Shimon ve'Levi achim, in a way, is not such a compliment, because it's saying they are achim, but they weren't achim with everybody else, with Yosef and the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, like we know. So selective achdut is not good. The religious, they're achdut with themselves. The irreligious have achdut among themselves, but everybody fights. So because of this selective achim, kele chamas mecherotehem, that's why Hamas came upon us. So you could say it both ways. Because of the non-achdut, or selective achdut, now Hamas came against us with the land that we sold them, in order to bring achdut and real achim. So you can make a whole story about it. And maybe this is one of the secrets that Yaakov Avinu foresaw.